Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 126, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 6 verses 17 through 18, and verse 17 reads, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Now, here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. And it reads, so that Daniel could not escape from the lion's den, a stone was placed over the mouth of the den, which was then sealed with a royal seal. Besides the side opening to the den, perhaps an underground cave, there may have been an opening at the top. The seal, an impression made in clay by an image on a ring, would inform others that the stone was not to be tampered with in an effort to free Daniel. Reluctantly, the king confined Daniel to the den. The king was deeply agitated that he had been tricked by his administrators and satraps, and that he was subject to his own laws. So he spent a sleepless night and did not listen to any entertainment, such as music. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shall be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get saved from that awful place called hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6